we have been working on this for quite a while. What we are actually going to do tomorrow is to actually launch this trust as a way of actually honoring and recognizing the work that Itai Dzamara was actually doing, fighting for human rights. So we've invited various people, the embassies, civil society organizations, and individuals from different quarters of life.
What are the aims and objectives of this trust?
The aims and objectives of this trust include caring for the people who would have been left by those that would have actually been abducted, to make sure that if those that have been abducted would have been breadwinners, we want to make sure that these people will actually be assisted in terms of their livelihood. But immediately, we are very aware that Itai Dzamara has a wife. Itai Dzamara has two children that are still going to school, and they need support. Generally, also to just continually do the campaigns to make sure that human rights are observed, and we need money for that to happen. And this is one of the reasons why we would want to launch this.
So in a way, you are saying it's not only confined to the Dzamara family.
Precisely the point, because you see, Itai did not just speak for himself. Itai spoke for so many people, and I'm sure that in his heart of hearts, he's very keen to make sure that those things for which he has been persecuted are actually upheld.